After Delhi violence, Muslims in India fear what's next. Surrounded by smoldering houses and burned cars in northeast New Delhi, Mohammad Hafiz said he would never return to India's capital. "We will never come back here to live among Hindus," Hafiz told Time as he loaded his small truck, preparing to flee to his home village after riots in Delhi left at least 47 people, mostly Muslims, dead in late February. "The divide between Hindus and Muslims is unbridgeable now." Mean streets. Beginning February 23rd and lasting several days, the riots were a bloody milestone after 6 years of Hindu nationalist rule. Since winning re-election with a huge majority in May, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has pushed policies that critics say put Muslims at risk, including a controversial citizenship law in December that sparked months of protests. The Delhi riots began after a local Hindu nationalist politician called for Muslim protesters to be cleared from the streets. But many observers said the febrile climate made violence inevitable. Mob rule. Some Hindus were also killed, but it quickly emerged that Modi's BJP and the Delhi police force, his government overseas, had quietly supported the mobs targeting Muslims. Rioters chanted slogans, burned buildings, and beat Muslims as police reportedly looked on. "They have tacit permission and probably also protection," says Thomas Bloom Hansen, a scholar of Hindu nationalism at Stanford University. Modi condemned the violence 3 days after it began, but experts say that while the BJP claimed non-involvement, its rhetoric and policies were responsible. Burned bridges. Muslims, who make up some 15% of India's population to Hindus' 79%, fear not only more violence but also continued government persecution. Before driving away with his wife and son, Hafiz had no doubt who was to blame. "The BJP has won in its battle to paint all Muslims as traitors," he said. "This is what the Hindu nationalists wanted."